Today, the Catholic Church around the world begins the most sacred week of the year, Holy Week, where we recall the events that brought about our salvation, the entry into Jerusalem, the crucifixion, death, and resurrection of Christ. Last week, we heard from the Gospel of John about the resurrection of Lazarus, and Jesus, of course, goes to Bethany. Lazarus was dead. And Martha and Mary come to meet him. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that whatever you ask of God, he will give you." And Jesus said, "Your brother will rise." He told her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die." He asked her, "Do you believe this?" She said, "Yes, Lord, I've come to believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God who is coming into the world." The question he asked Martha, he asks you and me as well. Do you also believe this? Do you believe that I am the resurrection and the life? Do you believe that I am the Son of God, the Savior who has come into the world? Our answer should be yes. It needs to be yes. Why? If you've kept up with all the news accounts that have been taking place this past week, especially in our nation, it appears that our country is heading toward its end. It's about to die, if it's not dead already. Our country's government, a collection of weak and inept fools and hypocrites, has taken over the helm of a once noble ship that carried its passengers to freedom, truth, peace, and prosperity. That ship is being gnawed away at by parasites from within and crashing on the rocks from without, steered by the insidious psychopaths who are there at the wheel. Our church, sadly, is no different. Many of her own in the hierarchy, that is among the bishops and those in the priesthood, likewise a collection of weak and inept fools and hypocrites, have taken over the helm of the bark of Peter. Bark of Peter is an old name for the church, meaning the boat or the ship of St. Peter the fisherman. This boat once cast out nets for souls, bringing them freedom from sin, the saving message of the gospel, the truth of the gospel. They brought peace with God to people and brought peace within themselves, an abundance of sanctifying grace. But this ship also is being gnawed away at by parasites from within who are sowing the seeds of division, who are teaching falsehoods, heresies, ignoring the sacred truths of sacred scripture and traditional church doctrine, innovating the sacred liturgy in very strange ways, and secularizing the church, that is, making the church to become like the world. The church is crashing against rocks, steered by men who are indeed called to be apostles, who are called to abandon everything for the love of Christ, but instead they follow Judas Iscariot, for the sake of money, power, and worldly esteem. The difference is that nothing can resurrect our country as it once was, once it's dead. Like any human enterprise, it's just that. It's human. It's physical. It's darkened by ignorance. It is helpless. It is weak. It is frail. And like a human body, our nation is subject to illness and distress, and it will die. So many nations in history before us have died. Many countries at present will die, some very soon. Our nation's separation from God and from His eternal truths have caused this. It's not just something that happens far away. It happens here, in our very backyard. I read in the Ville Platte Gazette just last night about a parent, not too far from us, who was upset with the school board because of its dress code. Because her son, in elementary school, wants to dress like his sister, a girl. He wants to dress in girls' clothes and wear makeup and nails and all this other stuff. Instead of trying to correct this psychosis, she wants to encourage it. That's just a symbol of the things happening in the past 20 years that have sped our country to its demise. It's become so great that we can't even recognize ourselves anymore. Are we one nation unto God? No, not anymore. Can we say, "In God we trust"? I don't think we do. Our demise has come from a headlong rush to relish in pride, revenge, narcissism, hatred, greed, murder, and lust, the seven deadly sins. As for the church, though, the Judases and their worldly disciples will die, and they'll be replaced, just as God replaced Judas after his suicide with Saint Matthias, and later added Saint Paul to their number, and so many other more good and holy men as successors to the apostles. The church can and will suffer. She'll suffer persecution and martyrdom from within as well as from without. She always has. But unlike the state, the church is not merely human. She is divine. That is, the church is the body of Christ, and Christ is alive. No sooner does the church crash upon the rocks, does the Lord raise her up once again in beauty and splendor, and brings her back to rescue humanity from the fog of ignorance and the waves of death. And of course, Satan will once again try to destroy her. He always has done this. Our duty, though, is to remain faithful. Remain faithful to Christ, remain faithful to his church, regardless of who's at the helm. Christ is in control. And the same with our country. Even though she's going into decline, remain faithful to her. Help her as much as you can. Help the church with your prayer. Help the church with your faithfulness. Help your country with your patriotic duties and American ideals of the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Restore those American ideals of personal responsibility, of fairness, justice, charity, and faith. Keep in mind that a nation is not blessed unless God is its Lord. And we Christians have the task of building up a new civilization, one piece at a time, perhaps having to go once again through a dark age of suffering, but once again a light will shine through us, the light of Christ. Christ who suffered, died, and was buried, but rose again. As St. Paul reminded us today, God has exalted Jesus and given him the name above all others. He is Lord and Savior, and at that name, the name of Jesus Christ, every knee must bend, in heaven and on earth, even in hell, and every tongue confess to the glory of God the Father that Jesus Christ alone is Lord. And you and I, brothers and sisters, must never rest until he truly is.